It's an ordinary river. It's probably made extraordinary more by its association than by any particular majesty or grandeur about it. Some days the river is no more than a muddy trickle. Other days, like after a heavy rainfall, the river rushes through its valley and threatens to overflow its banks. In the biblical story, the Jordan River is legendary. It's been a part of the stories of Jesus' people for centuries. The site of miracles, like a man cured of leprosy when he swam in its muddy waters, or an axe head that floats. It's the river that was crossed by the ancient Israelites when they finally left the wilderness and entered the promised land. And now it's the site of John of the wilderness, John the Baptist, who's drawing crowds out into this wilderness borderland with his fiery preaching that calls people to repentance and compels them to wade into the muddy waters for a baptism of repentance. And it's to this muddy, ordinary river that Jesus comes, making the trek from his home in Galilee out to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John doesn't want to. I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? John asks it, you can imagine, with incredulity. Why would the Messiah ask to be baptized by me, an ordinary human? It's proper for us, says Jesus. It's proper. As curious as this answer sounds, it's enough. So John relents and he consents, and Jesus joins John in the water and is baptized. And just like that, Jesus steps into our story. Apparently, Jesus' baptism was an embarrassment for the early church precisely because of this stepping in. Why would the Messiah place himself into the hands of the notorious troublemaker, John the Baptist? Why does God, in the form of Jesus, need a baptism for repentance? Repentance for what? Why would he want to wade into the muddy waters of the Jordan and align himself with all of those unwashed, ordinary people who were streaming to John? But this is our story. Jesus' first public act as an adult was to step into our humanity, to step fully into what it means to be human in all of our unclean perfections, to step fully into the river, to be baptized with the water that flowed through the entire history of his people, from creation through entry into the promised land to the works of the prophets to now. In other words, in this one moment, Jesus stepped into the whole of the story of God's work here on earth and allowed that story to find its completion in him. And it's in him that each one of us is baptized when those words are said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." God has stepped into the story of humanity and invites us to embrace with him all of humanity, because it's in these waters that we are all united, interconnected, and made one. In a few moments, we will together renew our baptismal vows. Probably most of us have no memory of the actual moment of our baptism. Many of us were infants. But by renewing these vows each year, we remember what it is that we are all united, interconnected, and made one into. We commit to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and the prayers. We commit to continue to persevere in resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. We commit to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. And we commit to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. and we commit to strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being. And we commit to strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth. And to all those things, we answer in the company of all who are gathered here, great or small, and in the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us, I will, with God's help. Because that's the key. We don't do this alone. As I said last week when we looked at Paul's words to the church in Ephesus, it's through the church that the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known. It's through this community, living into its baptismal vows, that we decenter ourselves and recenter Jesus and live out of our Christian life, embodying the mystery of Christ in the world around us. This we do with God's help and with the help of our brothers and sisters, both those gathered here and those who aren't with us this morning. And those who witnessed our baptismal vows whenever we were baptized, and those who reaffirm those vows today here beside us, that we might live them out together with God's help. Amen.